If you're the kind of person who's laid low by the flu for weeks at a time, it could be because of your genes. Australian scientists say they've pinpointed certain gene combinations which make people 8 times more likely to suffer for longer when they do get sick. The researchers say people identified as most vulnerable could be, for example, given priority treatment in the event of a pandemic. Barbara Miller reports.
No longer can you gripe about work colleagues who take 2 weeks off with a bit of a cold. They might simply have bad genes. That's the conclusion of a team of scientists from the University of New South Wales and University of Sydney who've studied the immune responses of several hundred people in Dubbo in New South Wales. The study's lead author is Dr. Uta Forma-Connor from the School of Psychiatry at the University of New South Wales.
Some variants in single genes had a significant impact on how severely ill people were. But I suppose it got more interesting when we looked at combination of genetic variants across different genes. And so when we looked at high-risk gene combinations versus low-risk gene combinations, we then found that the risk of having a severe illness sort of jumped up 8 times.
So basically, if you're feeling sick and you just can't seem to shake it, you might not be able to say, well, it's not my fault, it's my genes, I can't do anything about it.
Well, yes, you could probably say that, though that's probably not entirely the whole truth either. But we certainly in our study found that there seems to be a significant contribution by the genes to this phenomenon, you know, of how long people are sick and how sick they are early on in the illness.
The researchers focused on people who had glandular fever, Q fever or Ross River virus, but they say the findings are probably applicable to a wide range of infections.
These three infections are sort of due to quite different sort of pathogens, so yes, there is the implication that this may be quite broadly valid, what we found. You know, once this is replicated, and of course it needs to be extended to other relevant genes, then it appears that this is like a generic phenomenon.
The findings could help develop individualised treatments and prevention therapies. Those most at risk, about 28% of those studied, could be preferentially vaccinated in the event of a flu outbreak or other pandemic. Those found to be particularly hardy, about 18% of the study group, might not, for example, need a flu shot. The scientists are now trying to replicate the findings in another cohort from the United States.